few footprints around it for scale now, Houston. You got your amateur on? Charlie?
Yeah, I got the hammer, and I'm bringing the tongs and the scoop for a little fillet sample around it. That's a good head. Okay, Tony, we might think of a padded bag sample here. Those, there's one rock here, and I'm convinced, well, this whole rock here, this big one's a breccia, but the other one looks like a crystalline rock.
Now let me carry one of these. Leslie, let me get a little close up of this thing. Peter.
Okay, why don't you try to chip out some of those clasps there, and we won't worry about overturning this one, but maybe you can get a fillet here. You haven't messed up the fillet by getting in there too close.
Okay. Charlie, you got your hammer locked into your pocket, so nobody can steal it from me. Let's see, give it to me then. That's tricky, ain't it?
Okay, John, let's find a good place to whack.
Let's get the fillet first, though.
Oh, okay.
Get dirt all over it. Actually, I don't see any fillet per se. I think it just hit and made a stick in the dirt. Ended up the dirt, Charlie. Tell which way is up. Right there.
Okay, fine.
Boss on stereo, where are you going?
Okay, just take a picture of it. I'll hold a scoop in.
I'm going to get in the static, Charlie. Get the after, Charlie.
Huh?
Get it in the after. Oh. Okay. Get that guy fixed so well.
Yeah.
Okay, now take a big hook out there.
Okay, here we go. And he can't see anything. We bounce and shot him like this. John, here's a little piece just sitting up here on top of the rocket. It's got the...
Hey, Houston, that's Hamilton bag 374.
Okay, 374.
Okay. Open.
Let's see. We gotta find a place to chip that.
Here's a place that's hanging out, Charlie.
Okay, let me get a before. Why don't you put your